Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly, as we are every Monday. Tonight at 6, the Jordan Mailata Show live from Chickie's. Me, Elliot Shore Parks, and Jordan. And then the Players Lounge at 7 with Ike, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Landon Dickerson. That is every Monday night here at Chickie's in South Philly. An amazing win yesterday after what looked like was going to be one of their worst losses in the last couple of years. Relive it all here with this amazing montage produced by Buzz.
It's home sweet home for the Eagles. Lincoln Financial Field, where they've won 11 straight games. Today they will be challenged to keep it going by the also 2-0 Los Angeles Rams.
Back goes Stafford. He's going deep. He wants Adams. He's got him for a touchdown. 44 yards, Stafford to Devontae Adams. Back goes Hurts. Here comes the rush. They've got him. McCullough coming in on Hurts, and he didn't have a prayer. Pass comes out in the flat. Williams is going to dance it in. Automatic. Timeout on the field with the score, 26-7, Rams. He's going deep down the far side of the field, and it is caught. A.J. Brown down near the 30.
That's where you need to go with the football.
Hurts steps up again. He is firing. It's caught. It's a touchdown for Dallas Goedert.
That's what the offense should look like. Now we're clicking.
Back goes Hurts. He's going for Brown. Touchdown! Inside the white pylon.
You've got A.J. Brown out there. He's in a one-on-one. That's a winning situation.
It's fourth down and one. Can they stop him? Tight formation. Nobody split. Down the Kula in motion. Handoff goes to Williams, and they shut him down! They stop him in his tracks! This is another short one, 36 yards. Here it is. Ball is spotted. The kick is blocked! It's blocked! And it's bouncing around in the Eagles' helmet. They blocked the kick! It is fourth and goal. This is the game right here. Hurts looks. Hurts fires. Complete! Touchdown! They take Smitty. The lead, Smith.
Smitty.
It's Smith, Devontae Smith.
Smitty.
Into the end zone, they take the lead. Eagles are going for two. They lead 27-26. These 2 points are important because otherwise the Rams can march down and beat them with a field goal. Here's Hurts. Back again, he fires, it is incomplete. Intended for Devontae Smith, so we will have to breathe a little heavier. Hold your breath. They blocked them the last time. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked!
Again.
It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis.
Are you kidding me?
Blocked them again.
Are you kidding me?
Blocked them again. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Do you believe in miracles?
The Rams are standing silent. They can't believe what just happened to them. Successive field goal blocks. Win it for the Eagles. What a great, great game. What a great, great comeback.
and the final score is 33-26.
Now, can you imagine? You're the Rams. You play the Eagles in the playoffs last year, and you lose the way that they lost. You spend the entire summer thinking, we want to get those guys again. We want revenge on those guys. You think you circle the game on the calendar. You get to Philadelphia. The first half goes the way that it goes, and the game ends the way that it ends. I mean, talk about an they had an opportunity. Now, it's not revenge if you win a regular season game after the Eagles beat you in the playoffs. But for a game that you have circled because of the way that game went last year, for this game to go that way, the Rams must hate the Eagles more than any team in the NFL. More than the Cowboys, more than the Giants, more than the Chiefs. The Rams, I can just imagine. What a long flight home that must have been for the Los Angeles Rams yesterday.
Yeah, that had to be deflating. For that team, for about 2.5 quarters, they felt like they controlled that game. They controlled the Eagles' offense. But that's what championship DNA looks like. Championship DNA looks like we always feel like we got a chance to win the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's what the Eagles showed you. And that's a culture thing. That's something that's built within the culture. When we talk about a losing culture and you find ways to lose games all the time, I'm not going to name franchises, but there are franchises out there that we associate with just losing or finding ways to lose. The Eagles have become a team, quite frankly, under Nick Sirianni and under Jalen Hurts. I won't go back into the long history because we've been winning a long time around here. Between those two guys, they've established this winning culture where you feel like you can win every game and you're in every game. And that is priceless. That is not something that's easy to quantify. It's not something that you can bottle up. It's something that's within everything they do in that building and what they believe on that sideline. And I do believe Jalen, after that touchdown pass to Dallas Goedert, there was a fire lit in him, and you saw his reaction.
He smelled blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I read his lips, I think, for the most part.
And Can you repeat it?
What I gathered was,
yeah,
this is what the bleep we need to be doing. Like, it was almost like he looked at the sideline, and he was mouthing the words, something to that effect, either this is what we bleeping need to be doing, or that's what the bleep I'm talking about. Something to that effect. You go watch the game, you'll see when they show him, he's mouthing that towards the sideline. I'm not saying in an angry manner, but it's more in a manner of
hyping everybody up.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what we can do. This is what we need to be. And then you saw him go on the sideline after that, and he's dapping everybody up. He's encouraging everybody. He goes over there to Petullo. So that's the stuff we didn't see in 23 from Jalen.
And
everybody was monitoring his sideline sort of reactions to everything. And it didn't seem like he was enjoying winning. That we need more of that right there from him.
Well, that's what it's what the organization wanted out of him. Lane Johnson said it after, you know, in between, I think leading up to the season last year, that that's what they wanted out of him. And it's clear. We are not in the locker room. We're not on the sidelines. But all you need to do is watch him during games, even watching him in the press conferences and the after game availability. That part of him is different. And I think whether it's winning the Super Bowl, whatever it is, has empowered him in a way to maybe loosen up a little bit and start to own what the quarterback is supposed to be.
I'm all about the mama mentality. When we're jumping around celebrating, I need you in there. I need your energy as well. You can
when Jordan Davis blocks that field goal.
I mean, listen, it's cool. He didn't have a reaction, whatever. But I'm saying, bro, like, that offense needs something. And if the receivers aren't getting the football, they can't bring you that type of energy.
Yeah.
So, and it can't just all be Saquon and waiting on Saquon to get a big run to get everybody going. So they're going to need you at times. They're going to need AJ. AJ had it after a few catches that he made where he was hitting his chest and hitting his, like, we need that type of stuff, man. We saw it was a lifeless offense in the first half.
I mean, it was as bad as it could possibly be in the first half. That was as bad as I've seen it.
They didn't get a first down after the first quarter until the fourth quarter. I mean, to the third quarter.
I know.
I mean, how many drives did they go where they went three and out? Three and out.
Well, the other team wasn't punting, by the way.
Yeah.
The other team kept scoring points. Now, thankfully, the Rams were not good in the red zone. They were kicking field goals rather than scoring touchdowns. All right, 215-592-9494. Huge win. What does it mean for the rest of the season? Coming up next, we will hear from Coach Nick Sirianni. I think, maybe I'm wrong, I think this could be an interesting press conference from Nick Sirianni. Now, I've said that before. It doesn't always come to pass, but I think this might be a good one. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. This fall, enjoy Chickie's seasonal favorites, A.J. Brown's sweet heat wings, Chickie's sliders, savory buffalo shrimp, and more. Nick Sirianni coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.